JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, St. Albans and Port Morand Primer emerge winners of the Ministry of Health Zika Awareness Selfie and Jingle competitions. And later we bring you facts about autism. Let's go Roundabout JA.
The Legal Aid Council assigns an attorney from a panel of over 500 private lawyers to represent you in a criminal matter from the first court day to the conclusion of the matter. A magistrate, judge, director of a legal aid clinic, or the Legal Aid Council may grant your application for a lawyer. Registrar of Circuit, Gun and Appeal Court can also certify legal aid assignments. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
Earlier this year, the Ministry of Health launched its Zika Public Education and Awareness Selfie and Jingle competitions targeting primary and high schools. About 24 schools submitted their entries, but at the end of the day, it was St. Albans Primary in Kingston and Port Morand Primary in St. Thomas that emerged the winners. St. Albans came out on top with the best selfie, while Port Morand won the jingle competition. Prizes included desktop computers for the schools and tablets for each member of the winning teams. Vice Principal and Music Teacher at Port Morand Primary, Colin Mullings, says organizing the 30-second jingle was a school-wide effort.
We participate in the cleanup day, and at the end of that activity, we had a general gathering. We discussed some of the pointers and some of the things that we needed to follow, and then we started to put together the lyrics for the competition. We had the entire school population during the devotions singing along the lyrics, and then based on the response of the students, we had them prepare.
Mr. Mulling says the entire school can now recite the words of the jingle, and everyone has taken up their role in the fight against the spread of mosquito-borne diseases. In congratulating the winners, Minister of Health Dr. Christopher Tufton said the quality of the information submitted demonstrated that the message of keeping the environment clean to prevent diseases was clearly getting through to Jamaicans of all ages. The winning jingle will be used as part of the ministry's ongoing efforts to increase awareness among citizens about their role in minimizing the impact of vector-borne diseases across the island. The winning selfie will be used throughout the ministry's social media campaign. Vision 2030 Jamaica is built on the notion that the rules of government, business, investors, and consumers will have to be rewritten to ensure that environmental considerations become integral factors in socioeconomic decision-making, thereby moving the country into the realm of a green economy. That's part of Goal 4, Outcome 13 of Vision 2030. View the dashboard of indicators at vision2030.gov.jm.
Since 2013, 347 persons have been interviewed by the police in relation to human trafficking cases, 61 investigations launched, 52 human trafficking raids conducted, 12 arrests made, 9 victims rescued, and 8 trafficking in persons cases brought before the courts. If you are a human trafficker, you will be caught and imprisoned for up to 20 years. Our security forces won't stop till human trafficking is eliminated from Jamaica.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
The concession agreement for the toll rates for the north-south leg of Highway 2000 was signed between NROC and Jamaica North-South Highway Company Limited on June 21, 2012. That was a north-south highway fact.
Autism awareness. Some parents or guardians with children living with autism may want to have them integrated into the general school system. Some institutions that have special education units or allow shadows or aides include Grace Christian Academy at 15 Swallowfield Road in Kingston, Emmanuel Christian Academy located at 2 Olivia Road, and VAS Prep located at 11 and a half Danoon Road. Visit jamaicaautism.org for further details. Facts about autism is brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. We've come to the end of today's program. Thanks for listening. Join us again tomorrow as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. With studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.